The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be decreasingly cloudy today. We'll have a high near 40. The driver of a car in Racine that hit the rearview mirror of a police squad last week was in court yesterday. 19-year-old Jesus Salinas charged with attempting to flee police and misdemeanor hit and run. This happened early last Friday morning, the contact between the two vehicles on Main Street. The officer went after the vehicle, but the driver sped away, leading onto a chase that went to Highway 32 and eventually stopped, with Salinas taken into custody. He'll be back in court March 2nd. The Racine County DA's office, meanwhile, charging 23-year-old Raymond Miller Jr. with possession of both heroin and cocaine with intent to deliver, second offenses, after a warranted search of his residence. Miller supposedly was going to be turning himself into federal authorities March 1st to begin a prison term for the sale of controlled substances. However, the charging document points out court records have Miller being convicted on a child sex trafficking federal offense from last August. His Racine County preliminary hearing date is March 2nd. If convicted, Miller could get up to 33 years in prison. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee, after a short closed session, unanimously approved a wage reopener agreement with the Racine Police Association, allowed with a 3-year deal okayed back in October of 2014. City Attorney Scott Letney says the total pay raise, 2% covering the period. In addition, there's a modification to the step schedule for new officers.
Steps are automatic increases based upon seniority for new officers. In this case, for the patrol officers, the lowest level officers, any that are hired on or after July 1st of 2016, the step schedule will change from a step every 6 months for the first 2 years to a step every 12 months for 4 years.
He says the step schedule changes help provide all officers with a little something as well. And there's cost neutrality with the wage increases, the step program adjustments, and the savings.
The savings provision requires that the savings be derived directly from the contract. Okay. So they're giving up one thing in the contract to get something else. That's cost neutral. The savings are directly attributable to the change in the step program, and they're getting those savings spread out among all officers.
The full police union expected to approve the deal. The Common Council's vote is March the 1st. Retired Eau Claire history teacher Myron Buchholz planning to challenge Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind in the Democratic primary, believing some of Kind's votes have been questionable, such as authorizing the war in Iraq.
Starting in 2002, I had a significant problem with him voting to allow George Bush and Dick Cheney to enter into the worst foreign policy decision in American history. And I'm 34 years a history teacher, and I feel like I am able to defend that statement.
Buchholz says he's also concerned about Kind's support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And a blind and deaf Lhasa Apso mix named Job, credited with discovering a natural gas leak in New Berlin while out on a walk. The owner, James Densmore, said Job started spinning around in circles and barking, and he knew something wasn't right. Densmore then called We Energies to get the underground leak fixed. The Racine Unified School Board's Governance Committee next month is going to get back to the issue of a backup plan for filling board vacancies when there's a tie vote, a scenario that was front and center some 36 times last year and had led to a state law that allowed the board president to pick someone. Board member Don Nielsen's proposal, which now gets legal scrutiny, calling for a 3-member committee of randomly chosen board members to make the determination if the full board can't do it within 60 days. State legislature approved a bill last year based on what happened in Racine Unified, mandating a backup plan by this summer for filling vacant seats if the Board of Education becomes deadlocked. Police in Milwaukee say a 23-year-old man and a 17-year-old girl in his car dead after it crashed into a tree late last night during a street race on North 91st Street. A news release indicating the driver lost control during the race and had left the road. Life-saving efforts were attempted. Both victims, however, pronounced dead at the scene. Two Kenosha men accused of setting fires that destroyed a barn and damaged a home, both of those vacant, in the town of Paris last week. Damian Struble, Travis DeLabio, both 21, facing multiple counts of burglary and arson. A passerby noticed the barn on fire, prompting the dispatch of several area fire departments. While on scene, it was also determined that the house was on fire. The barn a total loss, significant damage to the home. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department quickly identified the two suspects based on evidence discovered at the scene. And with Women's History Month just around the corner, women-owned businesses accounting for nearly a third of all privately held companies in the U.S., the personal financial website WalletHub did an in-depth analysis of the best and worst metro areas in the country for businesses owned by women. Topping the list is Nashville, then Chattanooga, Tennessee, Columbus, Ohio, Memphis, Tennessee, number 5 on the list, Milwaukee. Dead last is San Jose, California. In Lake County, Illinois Circuit Court, a guilty plea leads to prison time for a Waukegan woman accused of causing the death of a Kenosha infant in her care. 37-year-old Sarah Gumm's decision coming a week before her trial was set to begin on charges of causing a skull fracture, which led to the death of the 3-month-old boy. Gumm accused of slamming the baby onto a table in July of 2012 while caring for the youngster in her home. A judge in Lake County giving Gumm 23 years in prison. Racine police still looking into the reported robbery of a man outside the U.S. Pantry in the 1600 block of Washington Avenue last night. The initial reports had the victim being struck in the head from behind with what appeared to have been a brick, prompting a request for fire department paramedics. The offender, described as about 6 feet tall, in his 20s or 30s, wearing dark clothing, last observed heading south through an alley. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave has a listening session coming up Wednesday night. That'll be in the boardroom at the Village of Union Grove Hall from 4 to 6 p.m. No appointments necessary. County residents are encouraged to meet with him on any county-related topic. After that meeting in the Grove, Delagrave is headed off to Ives Grove for yet another meeting of the task force on the future of the Ridgewood Care Center. That group expected to come up with a recommendation to the full county board. In recognition of Black History Month, the Racine branch of the NAACP is holding an event this Friday night at 5:30 at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center. It's focused on education and the value of voting. Scheduled to attend, Wisconsin NAACP President Frank Humphrey, Racine NAACP President Gloria Rogers, and Racine Alderman Mike Shields. A news release indicates that one of the displays will be providing information about legendary Racine civil rights pioneer, the late Corrine Owens. Well, as the controversy over the Highway V water and sewer project rages on in Mount Pleasant, Village Board President Jerry Garski says there will be an informational meeting scheduled soon to talk about the project. At last night's Village Board meeting, Garski says he's going to invite a variety of stakeholders.
In attendance will be the Village Board, the County Executive. I've asked Jim Ladwig from RAMAC, and I'm going to put out to the correct committee for the Highway V residents.
Meanwhile, he says no action will be taken, but he hopes it'll be some answers given to many questions about this project.
I don't have all the answers. We might not have all the answers after we're done with this meeting, but it's going to be a start so that everybody that's in the room has all the same information.
Says he'll schedule this within the next couple of weeks. In Caledonia, a new village hall proposed east of the Kmart on Douglas Avenue to replace the current Nicholson Road site from back in the 1950s. That'll either move forward or it's going to come to a dead halt in the very near future. There was a special meeting about it last night. Village Administrator Tom Christensen talking about $2.5 million to construct it, maybe another million toward contingency and some other costs.
It's less than $2.5 million. We can proceed. If it's more than $2.5 million, we can choose to cut back in areas, or we can choose, and that's why we're leaving a little room for contingency in that other million. We can choose that, no, we really want that, we're going to spend that much more. But we have ultimate control on how much we spend here.
Bonding for the project would be 10 years. If it's approved, groundbreaking could begin in July. And scheduling conflicts and financial struggles result in cancellation of the Milwaukee Air and Water Show this year, though organizers use the word postponed in mentioning for the next show in 2017. The Navy's Blue Angels, in fact, have already been booked as the headliners for that event, scheduled in 2017, July the 15th through the 17th on Milwaukee's lakefront. The process of creating an official flag for Racine County took a step forward last night with a public meeting at Ives Grove to gather ideas. It's all part of the County Board's Youth in Governance program. Students to use those ideas and some of their own and come up with at least a couple of possible designs for a flag. Meredith Friedheim, a senior at Case High School who's chairing the committee, said she believes the project is off in a good direction.
I heard lots of different ideas with the agriculture and the lake and all the different things that the industries have to offer. So I think we're off to a really good start for design.
She says as part of the project, members of the flag committee are meeting with a variety of community members to get their input.
So that way we can just get some ideas from of the main leaders in Racine County just to see what their ideas are since they're really involved within the community.
And she says the process in general moving pretty quick.
We're meeting next week, March 2nd, to actually start drawing out some flags that we can send in to some graphic designers.
The group plans to present their proposals to the county board's administration sometime in April. The county board also, by the way, in the process of creating a new brand and redesigning the website. More than 90 students from the Real School in Racine are going to be learning about the real world of business during a gathering Wednesday from 8:15 in the morning up until about 2 in the afternoon. This will be at Memorial Hall, and it's called Mini Business World. It is sponsored by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, designed to give the students a little flavor for the world of business and entrepreneurship as they begin to make some critical post-high school decisions. The Mini BW program, as it's called, challenges students to take over an old, outdated company and in one day rebrand it, complete with a new product, logo, and tagline. The students will be interacting with others in their company, allowing them to collaborate and to function as a team, just like in the real world of business. There's more information by calling the Business World office at 888-276-7953 or just go online to wybusinessworld.org. Iraq, you with the forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.